Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. First Lady Jill Biden was in Alaska for a few hours yesterday. Alaska Public Media reports she had a message for Alaskans.
I'm asking all of you who are listening right now to choose to get vaccinated. Maybe you think, you know, whether or not one person gets vaccinated doesn't really matter. But it does.
This was a refueling stopover for Biden, who was en route to Tokyo to lead the U.S. delegation to the Olympic Games. As Canada prepares to open its border next month to fully vaccinated U.S. citizens, the Canadian government has released a list of requirements travelers must meet to enter the country. KHNS's Mike Swayze reports.
In order to be admitted into Canada, U.S. citizens will need a negative molecular COVID-19 test within 72 hours of reaching the border. All travelers may be subjected to a random rapid test at the border. After you have your testing complete, you'll need to register with ArriveCan. The app is a free download for smartphones through the Canada.ca website. It can also be accessed through a web portal. Finally, make sure you have all travel documents with you, including a passport and vaccination card. The Canadian Customs Agent will need to check those documents and your ArriveCan status. The program will store your information and can be accessed offline after all information is uploaded. ArriveCan gives you a 72-hour window prior to arrival at the border to upload your information. Photos of both your passport and your vaccine card will be required. Any forged vaccination records will be subject to a $750,000 fine and up to 6 months imprisonment under Canada's Quarantine Act. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.
And I'm Dan Bross.